Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, really excited for the first race of the division. The 1 minute Cannon has just gone for the M4 division. The W3 division will be starting immediately after this, so I'll do a very quick rundown. The starting for the M4 is Magdalen 3, Corpus 2, Pembroke 3, Wolfson 2, St Edmunds 2, and LMBC 4. And then for the W3 division, it's Peterhouse 2, St Edmunds 1, Clare 2, Wolfson 1, Keys 2, Murrayheads 2, Queens 2, Sydney 2, St Cat's 2, Clare Hall 1, Murrayheads 3, and Darwin 2. And let's hope they will be bumping and not grinding today. Now, Emma is at first post corner. What can you see?
Just literally as I speak, Ben, the boats are all being pushed out with poles into the middle of the river, and the boats are all steadying themselves, gradually moving forward to front stops in order to start the race, but still trying to keep themselves steady, which is a difficult thing when they're in that position. There's a real sense of tension here on first post corner. Already people are gathering, the bank parties are getting ready, and yes, and the cannon has just gone. I can see Magdalen coming towards me, looking pretty sharp, I have to say, getting into a good rhythm, and they look like they're still on station with Corpus. From what I can see, between myself and the motorway bridge, all 6 boats are pretty much on station, all moving their blades furiously. And yes, Magdalen are just coming past me now. The wind is pretty low at the moment, so the river is lovely and flat, lovely conditions for all of them. And Magdalen are starting to pull away, with Corpus starting to lag and Pembroke beginning to close on them. But Wolfson are still sticking pretty close behind Pembroke as well. So Magdalen 3 looking pretty confident as they round first post corner. You should be able to see them fairly soon, Ben. And they've pulled away very slightly from Corpus, and Pembroke still hanging on to Corpus a lot more closely.
Thank you, Emma.
Second can has gone again, so the women have started. Over to you, Ben.
Thank you,
Ben,
Emma. As the women's race starts, I can see Magdalen coming round, yes, rowing, taking quite a wide line around the first bit of the neck, coming into grassy corner now. Fortunately for them, Corpus M2 have taken an even wider line, and as you correctly predicted, Pembroke M3 are catching them. Can they do it before Wolfson M2? Wolfson M2, of course, who received an £80 fine yesterday for public urination. Let's see if they can have a slightly more salubrious start to today's racing. I can't see St Edmunds M2. Oh, no, I can. St Edmunds M2 coming round quite a way behind Wolfson for the big contest of that three-way going on in the middle there. Emma, what's going on with the women?
I can't see the women just yet. They aren't in my view, but I can tell you that Lady Margaret rounding first post corner, but still have quite a gap between them and St Ed's. They're on course to Spoons, and so that's not a good show from them, I'm afraid. What about Grassy, Ben?
Well, Magdalen have gone past me. They're now about 3 boat lengths ahead of Corpus. They're looking for the rover and will become the sandwich boat going into the M3 division. The big story, of course, is Corpus M2. Now, Pembroke M3 are chasing them and have it down to about a quarter of a boat length. And as they take a better line than Corpus, they're probably going to get overlap as we go into the long reach. Behind them, Wolfson M2, about a boat length behind. The whistles are going like crazy. St Edmunds are probably about 5, 6, 7 boat lengths behind Wolfson, and LMBC the LMBC's blade heights are all over the place. They don't look like they've even turned up to this race. I'm sorry, LMBC, but rowing like that won't improve you for Mays. Emma, what's going on with the women?
Apologies, Ben. I think the cannon I heard was actually the women's 4-minute cannon, so I'm still waiting on
the
1-minute cannon, and then I'll be able to update you.
Lovely. Now, it should be that Magdalen M3 are now going past Ditton Corner, where Alistair is standing. Alistair, what can you see?
Yep, Magdalen looking very strong right now. A good 3-4 boat lengths ahead of Corpus. And it looks like Corpus are pulling in. Yes, they've been bumped by Pembroke, which means that Wolfson, they really have no chance of over-bumping right now. Magdalen are looking far too strong, taking a very good line around Ditton. Wolfson have probably, there's 2 boat lengths in between them and St Edmunds, and I can't even see Lady Margaret. It looks like all the remaining crews will
Alistair.
Row over today.
It does indeed, Alistair. Now, LNBC should be coming up towards you now. These crews were initially very close together, but have really spanned out across the course. What's the difference between the rowing technique of Maud and M3, who are going past you first, and LNBC, who are just approaching you? What's the difference between those crews? Why is one so much faster than the other?
Well, Maudlin seems like all their blades are working perfectly in sync. From what I can see from Lady Margaret, yeah, as you said, their heights are completely different, which means the boat will not be sat, and they just can't get as much power down into the water. It's as simple as that. Without the technique,
thank you, Alistair.
No matter how strong you are, you can't get the speed.
Thank you very much, Alistair. So it's not all about the power. Technique plays a role as well. Now, the one-minute cannon has just gone for the W3 division, which is starting immediately afterwards. Emma, what are the crews doing over there?
From what I can see, the crews are being pushed out into the middle of the river as we speak, getting themselves ready for their race start. The first crew that is out to just about level with the Newnham Bridge, the motor bridge, and yes, the cannon has gone. They're winding up for their race start. Blades splashing furiously. Even though they're still quite far away from me, I can see so much energy is going into that rowing. This is a bigger race, a lot more crews rowing, so this is set to be a really, really exciting one. And it looks like they're all still on station.
Emma,
the blades are all still moving very well in time.
Thank you, Emma. While we wait for the crews to catch up with you, Alistair, can you talk us through what will be going through these crews' minds as they start the race?
Well, in this division, there are actually three women's crews who are online to get spoons if they don't at least row over today. So they will have a lot of tension. Obviously, no one wants to get spoons. But there's no one online for blades. But it's going to be those spoons crews who are going to be giving it their absolute all to try and stay ahead of a competition.
Thank you, Alistair. Emma, have the boats got any closer to you in the W3 division?
Yes, they are getting closer, and Peterhouse have pulled away slightly from St. Edmunds, who are being caught by Claire 2. I can hear a lot of whistles blowing. That means that there is overlap. And yes, St. Edmunds have just conceded. The cox's hand has just gone in the air. That is a bump for Claire W2, and they're trying to clear the river now, narrowly avoiding a couple of swans as Wolfson W1 are trying to get a good line around them. That's giving Peterhouse 2 plenty of space to play with because it doesn't look like Wolfson have much potential for an overbump as they're only just beginning to clear St. Edmunds. And I think that has been a bump as well for Murray Edwards on Keys because Keys are just being pulled into the bank. And I will give you more information as to whether that was an actual bump or a technical bump a little later. So we have two pairs of crews which have cleared the river behind Wolfson, who are just trying to hang on in there and catch up on Peterhouse. So there's quite a gap now, just a couple of swans trying to keep out of the action. And in the distance, Queens are coming through. Are you able to see Peterhouse for me yet, Ben?
I am indeed, Emma. Thanks very much. A solitary duck swims across the water at Grassy Corner, unaware, seemingly, that the mighty Peterhouse W2 are bearing down upon it. The hand tights aren't perfect, but they're there. Strokes look good. And as we've already pointed out, Peterhouse W2, all they have to do is avoid an overbump from Wolfson W1. It looks like they're going to manage that and move up to become the sandwich boat for the W2 division. That, of course, means they have a crack at breaking into the W2 division proper later in the day. To confirm then, Keys W2, Emma, it sounds like they've got spoons,
Emma,
which is unfortunate for them. That probably means that... Yes, Emma, over to you. What can you see?
Yes, Keys 2 do have spoons. And in front of me, St. Cat's W2 are just passing and approaching first post corner. That means that ahead of them, Sydney Sussex must have bumped Queens 2. That doesn't mean anything in terms of spoons or blades, but that is still very unfortunate for Queens 2, who'd had a real winning streak the last couple of days. And behind them, it looks like some other crews have also bumped out. I can't see Claire Hall or Murray Edwards yet. And there's a crew with, yes, those are Darwin's blades approaching. So that means yet another bump for Murray Edwards 3 on Claire Hall 1. So that's bumps for two Murray Edwards crews today in the same division. How are things looking over at Grassy?
Well, Emma, Peterhouse W2 are looking on for the row, but Wolfson, though, are catching. It's probably about 8 boat lengths now between Wolfson and Peterhouse W2. It would be a really big thing to have an overbump and for Wolfson to go up into the W2 division to have a crack at breaking in there properly. A huge, huge gap, though. Obviously, with two pairs of boats bumping out between Wolfson W1 and St. Cat's W2, I can see St. Cat's W2... they're just having a lovely little row. It's just a lovely Saturday afternoon row for them. They're not being threatened. There's no hope of them catching anybody. But they are holding it together. I think a lesson could be learned from Cats W2 by John's M4. Lady Margaret M4, I should say. Alice, some of the boats should be going past you, though, at Ditton Corner. What can you see?
Yeah, Peterhouse is coming up to me now. They are way, way ahead of Wolfson, probably at least 4 or 5 boat lengths. They should easily row over. It's quite interesting, though, that it looks like all three of the crews who are in danger have now got spoons, which must be disappointing for them. However, the sun has just come out on the long reach, so that will always give people motivation to keep rowing. But it looks like Howe should easily row over. Wolfson, they're trying their hardest, but they just won't be able to get the overbump, I'm afraid. Although the crowd is now growing on the...
So it sounds like
you can hear our commentary actually being loud, and cheering is getting louder and louder. This is going to be a great day for bumps, I think.
Ben. So, here on the grassy... Here on Grassy Corner, Darwin W2 are just approaching. I would say maybe 20 boat lengths behind the St. Cats, who are in front of them. They don't look likely to catch them, so row overs all round. Just to say, St. Cats have got a really lovely technique going. They look very sharp going through the water, all in time. Blade height's more or less kind of even, which is great for this division. But I think it's probably time to call it a day and called some provisional results, because I don't think anything's going to change. So, going back now, if you can remember, to the M4 division. Maudlin 3 row over, which means that they go and become the sandwich boat in the M3 division. Corpus Christi M2 were bumped by Pembroke M3, meaning Corpus Christi M2 gets spoons. Wolfson M2 managed to row over, hopefully no public urination today. St. Edmunds M2 row over, and LMBC 4 confirmed their spoons with another long row over. In the W3 division, Peterhouse W2 row over, meaning they go up to become the sandwich boat in the W2. Clare W2 bumped up on St. Edmunds W1. Great result for them. Wolfson W1, we think, will row over, meaning that Keys W2, having been bumped by Murray Edwards W2, get their spoons. Queens W2 were bumped by Sydney Sussex W2. A bit of vengeance there for Sydney Sussex. St. Cat's W2 row over. Clare Hall W1 bumped by Murray Edwards W3, meaning they get spoons. And Darwin W2 have a long row home. So that's all we've got here at the Riverside. Back to you in the studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So I'll just give you a quick rundown. Firstly, in the men's fourth division, we had Maudlin M3 rowed over at the top of the division. Pembroke M3 bumped up on Corpus Christi M2. Wolfson M2, St. Edmunds M2 and Lady Margaret M4 all bumped over. We've not decided whether Lady Margaret now get the spoons for dragging along the bottom.
There wasn't really anywhere else they could go other than sinking it.
No. We've got some bung-based text that we'll talk about in a minute as well. Just to bring you the women's 3 division, Peterhouse W2 rowed over at the top, so they'll be going again in the W2 division later on. Clare W2 bumped up on St. Ed's W1. Wolfson W1 rowed over. I'm sure, Steph's cheering.
Woo!
At the sight of that.
Fist pump!
Murray Ed's bumped up on Keys W2. Then we had another set of bumps, Sydney Sussex W2 bumping up on Queens W2. St. Cat's W2 rowed over. Murray Edwards W3 bumped up on poor Clare Hall W1, who unfortunately got spoons, therefore. And Darwin, W2, rode over at the bottom of the division. So that's, as we called it, on CamFM.